guys, and welcome to this edition of Ask Chantel. So today I'm going to be responding to a video that I watched called How to Get a Guy to Like You, and it was uploaded by Bubz Beauty. So she talks about all different things you can consider when you're thinking about getting a guy to like you, and I want to respond to those things. So she says that guys are attracted to you physically and mentally. So I really think that if a guy is not physically attracted to you first, then he's not going to even take the time to get to know who you are, which is the mental side. She goes on to talk about being comfortable and having self-confidence. And I've talked about that so many times. If you're not confident in who you are, then there's no point in even beginning to look for a relationship, because you have to love yourself first. And not identifying who you are and knowing who you are and loving who you are is like selling a product that you know nothing about, and it's not gonna work out for you. She goes on to talk about stop the pity party. If you continue to talk down to yourself, if you continue to think negatively, you're gonna automatically attract negative attention from you, and you're not gonna be attracting the guy that you're looking for. Also, stop comparing yourself to other people, and that's something that she said, and that's what I'm all about. Become the best you. You spend so much time comparing yourself to everybody else that you miss out on who you are, and the unique part about who you are is what's going to be the thing that attracts the guy. She goes on to talk about loving and accepting yourself for who you are. If you don't love yourself and you don't accept yourself for who you are, then who will? You can't expect for anyone else to love you if you can't do that yourself. And you are so important, and you were put on this earth for a reason. And if you neglect to realize that, then you're missing out on your destiny. She also talked about people who are so focused on their outer appearance and not what's on the inside. And if a guy is attracted to you physically and then he begins to talk to you and he doesn't like the person that you are, then forget about it. That physical thing is just an exterior, and it's only going to attract him for a little bit of time. And if the interior, if who you are inside, is not what is pleasing, then he's going to go away from you. And I think that's a really important point. She also goes and talks about all things that guys don't like. I'm going to just say what she said, and I'm going to comment on the ones that I agree with or that I think are important. She says guys don't like girls that gossip, guys don't like girls that wear lots of makeup, have bad breath, that are fake, that are messy, that are arrogant, that are selfish, and that have mustaches. So I agree that guys most of the time don't like a lot of makeup. If you wear makeup, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as it looks natural, or maybe your guy likes makeup. But I think guys don't usually like a whole lot of makeup. They want to see your true and natural beauty. Bad breath, oh, it's always a bad thing. You should just keep your hygiene up, period. You want to smell good. Girls that are messy. Okay, I know not everybody has traditional values, but I do, and I think that it's important that the woman knows how to keep the house clean. That's just the bottom line. And even if you're younger, when a guy's thinking about a wife or thinking about somebody that he wants to have a long-term commitment with, he's thinking about these kind of things, even if he doesn't realize it. Nobody likes anybody who is arrogant and talks about themselves all day. It's okay to love who you are and talk about yourself, but you have to also want to talk about that person and get to know them and talk about other things, because otherwise you're just annoying and just a brat. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with anybody who is selfish. Everybody has something selfish about them, but you have to, like I said, spend time talking about the other person and tending to their needs, and that's really what a relationship is about. She goes on to talk about what guys are attracted to, and I'm going to go ahead and read them off to you. Independent women, women that have a sense of humor, kind and caring, genuine, smart, good friends, good manners, artistic, musically talented, charming, and good, with a charming and having a good heart. Okay, so I'm going to comment on a couple of these things. Independent. If you don't know who you are and have a clear understanding of what makes you happy and what makes you tick and things that you're interested in, you're just Boring. Sense of humor. He wants somebody that can laugh at his jokes. Kind and caring. That's self-explanatory. Genuine. Just be true. Be real. Be loyal. And don't be a liar. Smart. That's always attractive. A good friend. You must be friends first to really have a good relationship. Good manners. They want to be able to take you home to mama. You get the idea. Artistic. Well, I think being artistic, musically talented, and charming are kind of up for grabs. Depends on your personality and his personality. And having a good heart. Everybody wants somebody who is going to be a good companion and loyal to them, and caring about others. And that should just be a characteristic you should have as a woman. So I hope that you have that. She goes on to list good posture, smiling. I think that if you have good posture, it automatically means that you are confident within yourself. It just shows that. It shows confidence. Whether or not you're actually confident, having good posture, it basically exudes confidence. Smiling. Everybody likes someone who can smile because you keep them happy. Pick someone who brings out the best in you. She said that, and I think that it's so true. You don't want somebody who's going to bring you down. You want somebody who's going to enhance who you are. She said, don't pick guys that are trying to change or make you ditch your friends. I think that is so important, because if you're in a relationship where the guy is trying to get rid of all the friends that you have, then you're probably in an abusive relationship, if not physically, emotionally. She also goes on to say, pick someone who will make you feel beautiful. And I think that is so important. The guy that you are with, as a woman throughout life, we go through so many changes. If you don't pick a guy that's going to love you for who you are and make you feel good about yourself and make you feel beautiful, then you are just setting yourself up for failure. I hope that you guys found this response video helpful. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.